keep believing that no one's listening to my podcast. So I want to use this platform to just to store my recording about my speaking journey, speaking practice journey. Okay, for now, I'd like to answer some questions that I've got from Pinterest. Well, I've searched for it, and there are a few questions about work and job. Okay, here I'd like to read the questions first, and then I will go directly to the answers. Okay. For your information, I haven't read the questions just yet because I want it to be pure just from my thought. Yeah, just before I speak, I've just read that questions. Okay, so I haven't read that questions. I just I've already read the first questions, but for the second, third, and the down there from that point from point two downward, I haven't read it. I've just known that it is about, okay, it's about job, it's about occupations. Okay, question number one, what is your job? Okay, currently I work as an editor. Where do you work? I work in a company, it is called, I cannot share this, can I? Okay, so do you like your job? Yeah, I quite like it. I mean, I really like the main job description that I have to do, but I don't really like the extra amount of work that I was not supposed to do. For example, like doing sweeping once a week, as well as making coffee for somebody, I mean for the guests that come to our office, and we have that kind of shift for those who have to make the coffee and sweep the floor and do the garbage. It's different person every day. So I've got Wednesday with like three of my friends. Well, it has been doing well, but I don't really like it because it consumes our time after work, since we actually have to go home at 5 p.m. but instead, because of that shift and something, we just have to go a little bit later than 5 p.m. well, it's maybe around 5:30 or something. Okay, why did you choose that job? Okay, why did I choose that job? I think that was because that was actually my dream job, you know, like as a copy editor. I tend to sit all the time, all hours, and reading, you know, I really like reading, and I read manuscripts that haven't been published before, of course, obviously, so that it is me who has the first chance to read the manuscript. And I felt like, well, I'm someone a little special than the other person out of in this world, because I've got the chance to read that manuscript before it has been published. Okay, so yeah, I think that's just kind of special for me. Alright, is it a popular job in your country? Well, I don't think it's quite a popular job in my country, because there is not a lot of publishers in my country. Well, there are lots of publishers, but it's not, you know, the job as an editor is not really popular. I mean, if you compare it to teachers or doctors or lawyers or engineers, well, it's not really quite a famous or a well-known job, because because it tends to be behind the curtain, you know, like you only know the book that has been published, and also you know the author, you know the writer, but you tend to not know who the editor is. It tends to be left right there, just inside the book, in the first page of the book, or the second usually. Yeah, we've got no fame from that, so, but that's okay. It means, well, I quite really like that kind of role, actually. I don't really like to be seen. I just like to be behind, like back behind the curtain. Okay, so next up we have, what was your first day like? Well, my first day, do I even remember that? Okay, my first day was 28th or 30th of March 2022, and it was, like, I don't know what day was that, but it's quite a sunny day. We had a interview before, and that the following day we were directly hired, and then I had to bring my own laptop, because I haven't got my personal computer yet there in the office. Yeah, so for a few months or for a week, I have to work with my own laptop. That was fine, really, because I found that's really my space. So all of my drives, all of my files, all of my folders were there. So it's quite comfortable working with my laptop. But the only thing that I have problem with is that it's slowness, like it's so slow, and I cannot work faster than that. But yeah, I've already complained on that, so that like a few months later, I've got to work with my personal computer, my computer, a PC from the office. Okay. My first day, is there any other story for my first day? Yeah, I had to introduce myself. I was introduced to the rooms that were there, like I was shown where the kitchen is, where the bathrooms are, and then the editor's office, the editor's room, and then the canteen, something like a cafeteria, yeah, something like that. So yeah, it was quite fun. Okay, what responsibilities do you have at work? Okay, first of all, there are a few roles that I can get from that work. As an editor, I can work as an editor, first of all, and the first reviewer, and then the first reviewer can be really hard, because you received the raw material or the raw manuscripts from the writer, and it's usually just terrible, because they do not really read the handbook that we have already handed to them regarding the rules and regulations and the format that they have to go in line with. But yeah, that's the hardest thing that I've ever done, being the first reviewer. Okay, the second one, I could do the editing, of course. This is the main one. Once I was in this role, so if there is no significant mistakes to be revised by the writer, we have to just do the editing phase. All right, so after the editing phase, we have the proofreading phase. After we proofread, it will take a day, proofreading phase, and then the manuscript will go to the layouter. So after the manuscript has been layouted, is that even a word? Yeah, so after it is settled and it has already transformed after the layout team has transformed the word format into the InDesign, Adobe InDesign format, I have to do a quality control. Okay, this phase, I have to work more meticulously because besides editing, just like the editors do, I also have to take care of the layouts as well as the pictures, the illustrations and thing. So yeah, I have to go fast and careful. Yeah, I think that is my responsibility. But for now, there is a project that we have to write because there are people who are really the root, like the teacher of the teacher, like the professor, let's say the professor of a subject, but they just so busy that they cannot, I don't know whether they're so busy or they're just inconfident, but they don't want to write. So the schools really need the book, right? So we have to write it by ourselves, our team. Okay, so yep, our team has to write a book. So yep, this is the project that we are doing this few weeks. Yep. What is the most interesting thing about your work? Okay, the most interesting thing about my work is that I can do several things while I'm doing work. First of all, I do my work. Second of all, I can listen to music that can help me go through the day. And the third one, I can also, because I read a lot, like really a lot, I can learn a lot of different things from different subjects, right? It's kind of interesting because, I can gain knowledge, I can get a little bit of information from this subject, a little bit of information from that subject, and that's kind of cool because when you need to, when you talk to a person about something, you can handle it, even though just a little bit. You have the storage of information in your brain about that subject. Okay, it's of course not all subject, but your knowledge is a little bit broadened. Okay, so do you get on well with your colleagues? Yeah, sure. I get on well with my colleagues. My colleagues are very cool ones. We've got Thomas. We've got Vera. I don't want to spill that. We have Nina. We have... there's just a lot of them. They're so nice. I can say that we are quite a solid team. The pre-production team. I quite like working there because yeah, because of that reason. Because, yeah, they're nice. And then, what else? Do you prefer to work in the morning or evening? Of course in the morning, because, well, actually, I love to work in the evening if it is a part-time job. But for this job, I like to do it in the morning because, yeah, that's what usually people do around here. So it's quite usual. I think there would be a problem if I choose to work in the evening. That's quite impossible for me to do that here. Okay, what are the ways that you can improve your skills at work? Well, by reading itself, I think I can improve my skills because when you read and read and read like a lot, you will improve your speed in reading. Yeah, because you're used to it and then your skill would be improved. Okay, has your job changed a lot in the past years? Not really. Not really. I've been there like 2 years, almost 2 years already. It feels so long, actually. Not really. I thought it was really short. I don't know. Okay, next questions then. If you had the chance, would you change your job? Well, I quite like being a lecturer, actually. I also like to be a teacher, but I don't want to be bothered with those loads of administrative things. Like, we have to do this, we have to do that, you have to submit this, you have to submit that. Well, I don't like that. I just like to teach. I don't want to do this kind of paperwork, you know? It's really such a rigmarole, and I hate that. So, I don't know. I quite like being an editor, but I want a higher salary. I don't know. It's quite difficult to answer. Oh, my phone died. Oh, no. Not really. Okay. Next question then. Do you plan to continue? Wait. Do you plan to continue? Which one? Where are we? Oh, do you plan to continue with your job in the future? Well, I like that job, but I don't know whether the company is quite secure right now, because we have that. We have this condition. I cannot tell you, obviously. But yeah, I don't know. I quite like this job. I quite like the people, but some of the people. So yeah, maybe I cannot give you a certain answer about this. This is not quite a good answer for an IELTS question. So let's just take this as an interview question, not an IELTS. So yeah, take it or leave it. Next up. Do you like the area that you live in? Oh, this is a different one. Okay, I think that is all the questions that I want to answer for now. Bye-bye.